Welcome to the official podcast of the Hoffeld Group. Your host is the CEO and Chief Sales Trainer of the Hoffeld Group, David Hoffeld.
Welcome to the official podcast of the Hoffeld Group, where we provide you with powerful sales insights that are based upon proven science and will help you sell more. I'm your host, the CEO and Chief Sales Trainer at the Hoffeld Group, David Hoffeld. Today, we are joined by a special guest, Donna Cerdula. Donna is the author of the popular book, LinkedIn Makeover, Professional Secrets to a Powerful LinkedIn Profile. She's also the foremost expert in LinkedIn profile optimization and has appeared on SiriusXM Radio, NBC, and many other news outlets. She founded LinkedInMakeover.com, where she helps executives, entrepreneurs, and salespeople from around the world brand themselves successfully using LinkedIn. Donna, it is great to have you with us today.
Thank you so much. It's great to talk to you, David.
Well, let's just jump right into it. You know, I'm sure a lot of our listeners are curious. You know, you and your team write LinkedIn profiles for executives, entrepreneurs, sales professionals from all over the world. How did you get started down this path?
I know it's a crazy path, isn't it? I mean, people often say, like, how in the world did you even think about this? But, you know, I didn't start out being a social media expert or a LinkedIn expert. I started out actually being in sales, a very competitive sales environment. And I was a reseller, basically. I was selling the exact same product and services as my competitor. And I needed to find a way to differentiate myself. And I recognized as I was cold calling that, you know, as I was making these calls, the people that I was talking to, they weren't so much interested in my company as much as they were interested in me. And they were searching. They were doing a Google search. And what they were finding was my LinkedIn profile. And my LinkedIn profile back then looked a lot like my resume. It was just a copy and paste. And it didn't really, you know, differentiate me in any type of way. And when I made that I had that realization, that epiphany, I thought, oh my goodness, this is huge. And this is a huge fail point. And at that point, I decided to optimize my LinkedIn profile. And once I did that, and when I say optimize, I used it rather than as a resume, I used it as a digital introduction, a first impression. I told, you know, a story about who I am and how I help people. And I really tried to be very strategic as to who my clients were and what they needed to hear. And once I did that, I found that, you know, sales started to go so much easier. You know, my calls went easier. I was forming a rapport earlier. And I was really able to find success that that was eluding me prior. And so once that occurred and I had my success with that territory, I decided to start up my own business. And of course, naturally, it was to help other people understand the importance of LinkedIn and write that LinkedIn profile for them, because it's hard to write about yourself.
That's great. I like that idea of a digital introduction. I think that's a unique way of thinking of LinkedIn, because I think many of us fall into the trap of it making it a digital resume, like you mentioned. In fact, most of our listeners are salespeople or sales leaders. What are some ways that they can construct LinkedIn profiles that will help them better connect with buyers, that will actually help them generate sales where they have a clear ROI?
Sure. The first thing is, whatever you do, do not copy and paste your resume. You know, your resume is just your professional past. Your LinkedIn profile is your career future. It's who you are. It's how you help people. And it should get people feeling confident and comfortable working with you. And so the first thing I would say is really determine your strategy. You know, why are you on LinkedIn? Who is your target audience? What do they need to hear to feel comfortable and confident in you? And what are those key words? And when you look at it in that type of a manner and you write your profile really not as a, you know, a copy and paste of a bio or a copy and paste of your resume, but really as a way to introduce yourself and tell that targeted audience, that reader, who you are and how you help them and what's in it for them, that's what makes a successful LinkedIn profile that converts and gives you those results that you're looking for.
That is a great philosophy. I like that idea of starting with the target audience, and then rather than focusing on you and what you want to say, focus on who you want to reach and what they want to hear.
I think that is a great takeaway. A lot of salespeople are using LinkedIn to research prospects, and they want to connect with prospects that they don't have a relationship with currently, but they want to. What are some best practices that salespeople can use to connect with someone that they don't have a relationship with yet, but they want to?
Sure. The first thing is, don't be anonymous. So if you're checking other people out, be visible. Let them know that you're looking at them. And because people, you know, with LinkedIn, the one thing that really separates it from the other networks that are out there is you can see who's checking out your profile, especially if you're one of the premium users and you pay for LinkedIn. You can actually see more than just the last five people, but you can see the last 90 days worth of views to your profile. And people do love to see who's checked them out. And so when you check someone out, they can see it. If you're not anonymous, if you're visible. So that's a great way to let people know, hey, I'm here and I'm interested in you, because they'll return that view. They will click to see who checked them out, because they want to know who this fantastic, you know, person is who has such great taste in looking at other people's profiles. So don't be anonymous. You know, let people know that you're checking out their profile. Make sure that your profile is, in fact, you know, it builds your credibility. It tells your story. So when they do visit, they don't feel like it's like this overly salesy type of thing. But, you know, it really gives them an idea of who they are. You might be surprised that they reach out to you. But once you do check out their profile, I think it's absolutely a good idea to see what groups they're involved in, see what they're doing, you know, kind of do a little bit of business intelligence. If they are active on any LinkedIn groups, join that group. You know, try to, you know, look at the types of discussions they're involved in and get involved in those. And I don't think there's anything wrong with sending a invite to a person if you don't know them all that well. Now, LinkedIn always says only connect with people you know and you trust. But as a salesperson, we know that's silly because opportunity comes, you know, outside of those those relationships. So I would say absolutely send them a connection request, but be very clear why. Don't just send it and say, I want to add you to my LinkedIn network, which is the default, but rather say something like, hey, you know, we're involved in the same groups, we're involved in the same industry, we know these similar people. I think there's synergy with what we're doing, and I'd love to connect with you to share my network.
That's a great insight. Drawing attention to the similarities, and that will definitely increase the likelihood that they'll accept that that invite. Well, you know, you brought up the idea of the paid, the premium version for LinkedIn, and I have found there's a lot of confusion among salespeople. Do they need the paid version? Do they not need it? What are the advantages? So maybe if you wouldn't mind addressing,
sure,
what are some of the advantages of having the paid version of LinkedIn versus staying with just the free version for salespeople specifically?
I would say this. If you really do plan on using LinkedIn as a sales tool, you're probably going to find that you have to upgrade, especially now. For a very long, long time, LinkedIn gave a lot of you had a lot of things that you could do on the free version, one of which was unlimited search, but they recently took that away. So you'll know if you have to upgrade, because you're going to run out of searches. And, I mean, for me, I was using their lowest level, which is no longer available. It was only $7.99 a month, and it was called the Spotlight Plan, which was fantastic. Mm. But unfortunately, they discontinued it and made me cry. but they discontinued it, but I still was grandfathered in. But within the seventh day of the month, I ran out of searches, because I search everyone. I'm constantly searching. And within the seventh day, I ran out of searches. And I think it's about, you get about 75 searches per month. And if you're doing that, if you're hitting search, those count towards that number. And so if you're running out of searches, it'll say to you, sorry, you can't search anymore. And if that happens early enough in the month, you're going to have to upgrade. It's just that simple. And I will say this. The Sales Navigator is great because, you know, in addition to being able to search without any limitation, you get more search results. You get the premium badge on your profile. And when you have a premium badge, people know that you're successful, that you can afford it, that you're a serious user. So they're more apt to reach out to you. You're able to send emails. You're able to, connect with other people who are premium users without being in the same network. There's a lot to do within the premium, and I do think it's worth it. What I say to people is this. This is my recommendation. It's very, very simple. Try to use the free version. And if you do find that you're constrained, it's time to upgrade. It's that simple.
And that was a great explanation, I think, because there is a lot of confusion. Even when you look at it on LinkedIn, the free version versus the paid version, sometimes it's hard to decipher, you know, exactly what you're getting for your money. So that was a great summary. And, you know, I think one thing that salespeople are doing, we talked about how they're researching their prospects on LinkedIn, and LinkedIn has become really an invaluable tool. I know in the past the question was, you know, should we use LinkedIn or not? And really today that's no longer even a viable question. Now, the question now is, are you using it effectively? And I think that's what you speak to so well. But I guess if salespeople are searching for the prospects, the opposite is true as well, and you alluded to, is that prospects are searching for you, like you found early in your career. They're interested in you. So what are some ways that salespeople can optimize their pages, real practical things they can do, so they get found higher in the search results?
So there's a number of things that you can do. In terms of optimization, what you want to do is kind of goes back to what I said before, which is really be strategic and try to figure out who your target audience is, you know, what is it that they're looking for. And if they wanted to find you or they needed your services or your products, what words would they be typing into LinkedIn that's not your name? Right. And so a lot of times people say, oh, well, you know, my keywords are problem solver and dynamic professional. And it's like, no, those are not good keywords. You really want to think in terms of what it is, you know, what pain points do you solve? You know, what issues, you know, do you help? You know, what are the products? What are the actual names of the products? And what are the actual names of the services? You know, those types of things. And those are your keywords. That's what a person would be searching for. And you want to infuse them. You want to infuse them in a number of key areas. And I will be happy to expose the secret of LinkedIn. The highly sensitive areas are your headline, your summary, and your job titles. So those are the areas where you want to infuse your keywords. And you don't want to do it in a obnoxious type of way. You don't want to be overly repetitive. You want to do it very organically, very naturally. You know, infuse it into the context of what you're writing about. And by putting those keywords in those areas, you're going to raise the likelihood of you getting found for those keywords. And the one thing you really have to remember is your profile will never be found for keywords that don't exist within it. So you really do want to make sure that you've really thought it through and you're using the right keywords.
That's a great takeaway as well, to focus on the headline, the summary, and the job titles as well, and infuse those keywords, because I think that is something, as you mentioned, we often don't think about it strategically. Well, I guess let's look at the opposite, and you've given us already some really useful insights on how to make our profiles better on LinkedIn. What are some of the worst mistakes that you've seen salespeople do on LinkedIn, things that drive down their performance?
Well, you know, one of the things, and it kind of goes with what we just talked about, is not having a strong enough network. So many people think in terms of, oh, you know, I only connect with people that I know and I trust, or I'm not comfortable connecting with people, so I'm just, you know, I'm not even going to bother with it. And if people connect with them, they just accept those invites and that's about it. But the truth is, salespeople need to have a connection strategy, and they need to make it a part of their daily lives, their daily business, you know, work. Mm. And I've even suggested that, you know, you put in a time during the day that's, you know, to connect with the people that you've been, you know, interacting with on LinkedIn and actually put it into your calendar, because it's not something that you want to lose. And one of the reasons is this. We talked about SEO, right? We talked about how can I get found? Well, guess what? When a person is searching LinkedIn, they are not searching the entire database. They are only searching their LinkedIn network. That's their first-degree connections, their second-degree connections, their third-degree connections, and any group members. That's it. Now, there have been times when, you know, LinkedIn might show you someone outside that network, but you can't see much of their profile, and you can't even see their full name. So what's the use? We don't even want to count that. Huh. So if you want to get found and you want to find, you need to have a large network. Now, I'm not saying go out there and connect low and wide. Some people do. I do. I have. But I am saying, really make sure that your online network is reflective of your offline network. And so really connect. Mm. And don't even think in terms of, oh, well, that person's outside my industry. I'm not even going to bother. Well, it doesn't matter, because you're not just connecting to them. You're connecting to their network and their network's network. And who knows who might need your services or your products.
That's a great, some more great takeaways right there as well. I like that strategy and building it into your day, making it a priority, because it deserves it. That's a great insight. Well, I guess let's address to the salesperson right now who's listening, who has neglected their LinkedIn profile, and they say, okay, I got to take this seriously. I want to grow my network, but I want to do it quickly. What suggestions do you have for someone who has neglected their profile, they're starting almost from scratch? What can they do to build that profile up quickly and grow their network?
Not to toot my own horn here, but if you want to get your LinkedIn profile done quickly, I would probably say, rather than try to do it yourself, it might be best to outsource it to professionals. And we certainly write LinkedIn profiles for people all over the world, and the thing is, it's hard to write about yourself. It's hard to find the time, and it's just hard to do. I mean, yeah. I know myself. I'd rearrange my my garage before I sat down and had to write about myself. So I would say, I mean, if you can't, you know, certainly try it yourself. But if you can't, there's nothing wrong with you know, outsourcing it and having you know, a company like mine do it for you. But once I would say it's important to have a strong profile before you even start connecting, because, you know, once you start connecting to people, they're going to check you out, and you don't want them to check out a copy and paste of your resume or a bare bones type of profile that doesn't really showcase you in any good light. So I would say the first thing is make sure you have a strong profile, and then once you've done that, you want to make sure you join all 50 groups, because that's the easiest way to build up your network. Join groups where you're not where your competitors are, but where your clients are. So I often hear from, like, insurance agents, they're like, yeah, I've joined 50 groups all about insurance agents. No, you want to join groups where your audience is, your base is. You know, that would be high net worth individuals. You want to join groups with executives. You want to join groups, like, in that regard, not where your competitors are. So be very careful with the types of groups you join. And then, you know, once you do that, you can actually upload a list from your email, you know, all of your address book, and you can have LinkedIn actually do those connections for you. That's a really easy way to do it. But there's other services out there, like, I'm trying to think. There's different Lion networks that you can actually connect to that will allow you to really expand, you know, far and wide. There's a lot of spam there, so you have to be careful, you know, but it's one of the ways that you can do it as well.
And when you say Lion networks, I know that term might be foreign to many of our listeners. Can you maybe define what that is? What is a Lion? What is a Lion network, and
so
how do they work?
Lions, it stands for LinkedIn Open Networker. And so you might be surprised to learn that I've got over 24,000 first-degree connections. And no, I don't know all of those people, but I am a Lion. Basically, if you connect with me, I'm going to accept you. You know, I'm not ever going to say, oh, I don't know this person, because when you say I don't know or you mark a person as spam, that's sort of like a black mark against your name in terms of the LinkedIn realm. So you have to be careful.
Yeah.
You can't just aim low and wide. But when you're connecting to other people who are Lions, they basically said, hey, I'm an open networker. You can feel free to connect with me, because I'm not going to mark you as a spammer or as a, you know, I don't know. So it's really basically a person who understands the importance of the network, and they're open to connecting. And, you know, they want to have that large network. But unfortunately, again, like I said before, you have to be careful. You have to sort of weigh it. Because if you're only selling within a particular industry, within a particular space, a particular location, it might not make sense to, you know, to really truly be a full-fledged Lion. But it would make sense if you have a very large sales territory. That way, you know, the more people you connect to, you know, regardless of the area, they are prospects, or they can connect you to potential prospects.
Well, this has been great. Now, if our listeners want to learn more about you and your profile makeovers and your research on LinkedIn,
sure.
Where can they go?
I would say visit my website, linkedin-makeover.com. There you can see all of our services and our pricing and learn about the writers that I have working with me, and you can really see our process and how we make a really big impact. I would also say go to LinkedIn and type in my name and connect with me. I'd love to connect with you and welcome you to share my network.
Well, Donna, thank you so much. You have given all of us so many practical insights and suggestions on how we can better utilize LinkedIn to help generate
thank
more sales.
Thank you so much for having me.
All right. Well, special thanks to our guest, Donna Cerdula, for sharing some very actionable insights with us. And join us here next time on the Huffell Group podcast. And remember, selling is just too important to be based on anything other than proven science.